Welcome to the podcast.
Should have worked on a better intro, eh? Earlier this week, Jess, we were looking at Gumtree, right? You know when you see the miscellaneous items for sale. Yeah, oh, yeah, cool. And then I stumbled across crutches for sale.
You did.
Jasmine was flogging them. $10. The description, though, I actually said, hey, Jess, what do you reckon's going on here? The description, crutches, only used 3 times.
Why would you use crutches only 3 times? I reckon it was a bit fishy.
Yeah.
We needed to know the story.
Yeah, it gave us an idea. We did this.
This is what I reckon happened to the crutches, and this is why I reckon they're on Gumtree, right?
Yep.
Old Jasmine, she's been involved in an insurance scam, and she's trying to get 50K or whatever from her employer because she's pretended that she's had a sore knee.
Yeah.
She's got the 50K, but she's money hungry now that she's got her hands a little bit indulged in the dollars.
Mm.
She wants an extra tenner.
She wants more.
Yeah.
She's looking for more. Like a person who sells lots of drugs.
Yes.
It's like you start off small and then shiploads of just drugs everywhere.
Yes, exactly like that. But, well, it just is illegal.
Jess's backstory as to why Jasmine's selling her crutches.
What was everyone else's backstory? This is what the Sunny Coast came up with.
Isaac?
What's your theory, mate?
Oh, I reckon that she got whacked in the face with them or something or got injured with them and she has to go in a wheelchair now.
Okay, so she's already copped one injury and then she's had a crutch mishap of some sort, and then it's gone, nah, can't use them anymore. It's the injury's escalated. That's your theory?
Yep.
She's having a bad run, this Jasmine, if that's the case. She's like, it's too dangerous to have the crutches because I'm getting whacked in the face with them. Better sell them off and put this liability onto someone else.
All right, Isaac, we appreciate the phone call. Aaron, what's your theory?
Well, my theory is because I used them once and it was because I had a really bad, burn on my foot. But crutches can be really, really painful to use unless you actually know how to use them. Yeah. So I have a feeling that she's gone, nah, these are not the crutches for me. I can't use them anymore because they're too painful to use underneath my arms or around my arms. So she's just flogging them off just to try and get rid of them.
Okay.
Right.
Discomfort.
Huge discomfort. She's a very good crutch connoisseur, that lady. She seems to know a lot about them and the comfortability.
All right, appreciate the phone call, Erin. You know what we're going to do up next? Because the whole Sunshine Coast wanting to know, why is Jasmine flogging them off? Let's call her.
Confront her.
Let's
depending on the situation.
You know what? Let's call
Jasmine and
find out the real reason she's flogging crutches only after using them for a few days.
Hello, Jasmine speaking.
Jasmine, Barrett and Jess from CFM. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What's going on? Anything exciting?
No.
No? Yay. How's how are your legs?
My legs?
Yeah. Legs all good?
Yeah.
Toe? Your toe sore?
No.
What about your ankle? Is it busted or anything?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
We were just wondering, the crutches you've got for sale.
Yes.
I hope you don't think we're being nosy, but how come you're selling them?
Oh, I had hurt my ankle years ago, but I was cleaning out my garage.
Right.
Because in the description it says only used for a couple of days.
Yes. Well, I was in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And it happened at the hotel. Part of the hotel fell on my ankle.
Part of the hotel fell on your ankle? What part?
Part of the door, and I couldn't walk, so I needed something to help me get to the airport.
So let's rewind back to the hotel room. So you're chilling out in your hotel room. All of a sudden, some door falls on your ankle. How does that happen? Was there an earthquake?
No, I just shut the door and had a grate down the metal, heavy grate down the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it fell.
Oh.
My ankle just swelled right up, and I couldn't walk. And I was leaving that day to come home and I went to go to the hospital and it wasn't anything major, but I just couldn't walk on it and I needed something to help me get it to the airport.
Yeah.
And then get home. So.
Did you tell reception? Did you tell the concierge? Did you get a room upgrade or what happened?
Yes, well, they paid for the crutches for me.
You still had to pay for the minibar.
So, just to confirm, you have no long-running troubles with your ankle?
No, it just needed, because I was in Melbourne and I just had a friend's wedding.
Yes.
And the door fell on and I just needed sort of, you know, like trying to get from A to B kind of thing. And then we came home and a couple of days it was fine, all the swelling went down and I could walk on it again.
Okay.
So
So there was
a couple of days.
The only thing the hotel really bought you was the crutches.
The crutches.
As an apology. Not even a complimentary shampoo.
Nothing.
Oh, geez, that's
she stole
a bit
that
rough.
Out of pettiness.
And now, after all your pain and suffering, you're flogging the crutches off for a $10 profit.
Yeah.
For all that's your emotional compensation.
That will teach him.
Yeah, that seems like it was worth it. Are they still available? Just out of curiosity, is there much of a market for secondhand crutches?
Apparently there is. I've got a lady coming this afternoon to pick them up.
Try them on. Yay! Thanks, Jazzy. Go. Talking to Campbell Newman at the moment on the phone. He wants to have a chat with us about the G20 summit and what it means for the Sunshine Coast.
It's a big weekend. Better check in with Barrett and Jess just for some tips. See what those guys have to say.
I think he's telling us of what they've already established. I don't think they'll be asking us for traffic arrangements. Like, having a few scheduling problems with Putin and Obama. I know who to call for this.
Putin's brought these warships. Barrett and Jess, where can we park them? You got some room?
Campbell Newman!
Hello, Newman.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Surely you'd be a little bit nervous. You got a bit of a big weekend ahead of you.
Look, the way I tell it is that we're like sort of a group of athletes that we've been training for the last 2.5 years for the big sort of games, might be the Olympic Games, and
yes.
you know you've prepared, you know you've done it all, but when you go into the stadium, you're going to have some nerves, you see, so that's the way it is.
Yes.
But look, we're very well prepared, and I think the G20 will go very well. It's going to be a safe, secure, and very friendly Queensland-style G20.
Well, we can confirm that all your Blackhawks and stuff are in tip-top order. They've been flying over the sunny coast this week. We've all heard them, so the boys are in fine form there.
Well, that's great. And the good thing, too, I just sort of, well, I remember that there's sort of been a bit of swings and roundabouts. A lot of people seem to have headed to the Sunshine Coast for holidays as well, given there's a long weekend for the Brisbane local government area. So I'm hearing some good things about hotels, motels, getting the numbers up and people having time on the beach.
We've got a few people migrating from the Big Smoke already. We can already see them, which is good. Just wondering, do you know why the world leaders declined the invitation from our man Jamieson? Everyone said no to him except for the world leader of the European Union. His name's Herman. And then he later declined. No one wanted to come over.
I guess it's a pretty full-on sort of program they have, and, you know, it's been a challenge to get other sort of sidebar activities, I can call that, full stop, even for the government. But can I just say this? There are about 3,000 of the world's media who will be here, and many have already turned up.
Mm. Well, I've got a few things that I want you to slip to them, Campbell. There's a few things I want you to tell. So when you talk to Obama, because it's not too late.
It might just be, hello, Mr. President, welcome to Queensland.
Yeah,
have a great time.
At this point, I want you to shake his hand. Don't let go of it and say to him, have you heard of the big pineapple? There's a big pineapple up at the coast, and try and get him down that way. Are you on to, now? That's the first one. Do you need a pen, Campbell?
I'll give it a go. At that point, the Secret Service was seen to drag the Premier Queen there and going, no, don't you know who I am?
No, I'm sure they wouldn't. Trust me. Also, Putin, right? Don't be intimidated by him, Campbell.
And his boats.
Don't worry about his boats. Just say to him, have you heard about the fish and chips on the Mooloolaba Esplanade just next to the surf club?
Gee, you guys. Well, I've got to hand it to you guys. You guys are in overdrive for the coast.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm taking that you are going
to
tell
Putin that? Well, I don't know if I'll see Mr. Putin, but I certainly can tell you now, I am very much pushing the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast, and we'll be talking to, when we're talking to international media, my team and I, I'll be encouraging them to go and actually look at some of the other things. And that is going to happen because they're looking for content, they're looking for stories, and they will be out and about. And if people do see those international media people out and about, you know, get in and let them know what we're all about and what a great place this is.
Have you met any of the world leaders yet?
Yes, yesterday morning I greeted the President of South Africa on behalf of the state. So President Zuma came in very early yesterday morning.
Do they overgo on the man perfume? What's that called again? The cologne. What does a world leader smell like?
Well, I really can't say. I, That's something I didn't notice.
You didn't sniff?
Didn't go in for a smell.
You didn't go in for a sniff? Gabble.